Welcome to a new edition. It's a 10-Minute Game Misconduct. I'm CT here with Dory.
Hey.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Game Miz with the Z Conduct. And these are online podcast exclusive for this hyphenated season, asterisk season, playoffs in a bubble hockey.
I like bubble hockey. I think we should just go with bubble hockey.
Yeah, I bought, as I tell you, I bought the Lightning Ringer tee that says bubble hockey playoffs or whatever. With
yeah.
The bubble hockey players. Yeah. It's the bubble hockey playoffs. Game two of the round robin for the East, Lightning. And I was going to say Patriots, Lightning and Bruins. And it kind of reminded me a little bit about the Washington game, because there in the second period, we almost lost a handle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that was a nice goal by Tyler Johnson at the end of the third period to kind of for the go-ahead goal. Wow.
Yeah, because I had my eye on the game clock, and I'm like, oh, no, we're going back to overtime. Oh, mm-hmm. No, I don't want to do this. And then just being at the right place at the right time to get the rebound and score and win. And then I know they went empty net. And that's always kind of scary.
Yeah.
No, it we're always like, oh no, they've got an extra skater, but I don't know what, what the percentages of teams that score when they do that. I know it's not that high, but it still makes me nervous.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got that extra attacker out there just kind of
yeah.
hanging out, just waiting to see.
Yeah. And I'm kind of a little surprised that Vasilevsky played the whole game again. I thought maybe McElhinney would get in there.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, I mean, it's still important to win.
Oh yeah, sure. But
so maybe if they hadn't gone behind 2-0, I mean, two goal leads are scary leads in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens against Philadelphia, because Philly is like the scariest team I've seen out of the six other than us. And I don't know if I would want the backup playing against Philly, but maybe you give, I don't know. I feel like Vasi needs the reps, because a lot of those goals have kind of just gone through him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And well, I will say that the McAvoy goal, nobody was stopping that. That was just a one-timer. It's just that wasn't, nobody was going to stop that.
Right.
But the second goal, I think they would have liked to have back. It's another goal where, he was kind of out of position a little bit, mm-hmm. and the puck just got behind him.
Yeah.
So that one, I think, the first one, I'm not going to say that was a bad goal. That was a phenomenal shot. So, yeah. And that McAvoy was really giving them fits through most of the game.
Yeah.
The good thing I thought was that the Lightning really did shut down Bergeron.
Yes.
Who's just such.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And, everybody's...
Was Marchand playing? Because I didn't really hear his name.
He was. And he was behaving himself, I'll say. But, Bergeron's just line wasn't getting it done. And so then they just put him on faceoffs for, two periods? And I think he won 72% of them.
Wow.
So the Lightning were doing so great in the faceoff department. And then when they just were like, well, Bergeron's one of the best in the game, we'll just, have him take majority of them.
Yeah.
And it was just, I think that really started kind of playing a factor in that second and third period.
Yeah. I mean, and the one thing I did like was that in both games, the Lightning did not panic. I felt like they kept more to their game plan in this game than feeding into what Boston was trying to get them to do, like with all the little extra little hits and nicks and things here and there. I feel like they fed a little bit into it with Washington.
Yeah.
They really didn't allow themselves to do that this time. And while still not backing down, mm-hmm. But I felt like, for Boston, it's one of those teams that, it's not hard for anybody to lose their patience with any of them. But I thought they did a nice job with that. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why, you know, they were able to get that late third period goal to kind of shut it down.
Yeah. And listen, everybody that listens to our show knows that I am not a Boston fan.
No, neither one of us are.
No, but we say it every time we face them. It's a good matchup.
Yeah.
They're usually exciting games. This one was, again, I thought it went a little, I find it interesting that I kind of thought the Lightning were a little more physical at times than Boston. Of course, you know, that weird, bizarre penalty situation to end the first, where Point got called for two roughing.
I was watching the Fox Sports feed, and I guess there was like a little extra head or arm around the head move maybe that might have pushed the ref over the edge a little more, but I mean
it was just weird, and I was like, what's why is okay, so Maroon serving this, but then Points serving the pass? It was just very confusing, but they fought up again. This penalty kill has been so good for two games. And I think Philly's going to be a handful for them come Saturday. And I hope that they, and Sergachev.
He behaved himself today.
He behaved himself. I was very proud of him. I actually thought he had a nice game. But, you know, it was a very good game. I think Killorn after the game, a couple of them had said, Tyler Johnson, Killorn, they have to play 60 minutes.
Yeah, they're still trying to put that together.
They're still trying to get that together. I think so many aspects of the defenses looked really good. There was a little bit of goofy giveaways there at the third. I know you saw them, and you're just like, really? That's so frustrating.
It got a little sloppy.
A little sloppy. I thought overall it was a good game.
Yeah.
Shots on goal were back up, so that's good. The faceoffs are still kind of giving them a little bit of problems. I'm not sure how they're going to address that, but they will, I hope.
Yeah.
But yeah, that penalty kill is looking good. And,
I like that the penalty kill is looking good, but I really wish we would maybe take less penalties because I don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's great that our penalty kill is good, but I just feel like we've taken a little, maybe a couple too many. We actually got a couple penalty power plays in this game, thank goodness. Yeah. And I think we were 1-for-2 on the power play, which is good. But, you know, maybe let's just, you know, by 20% cut back on our penalty kill.
Oh, great. You know? And again, make them smart penalties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Boston had some sloppy ones too. They had the too many men on the ice. I mean, that's just undisciplined and not paying attention to what's going on. So thankfully the Lightning don't catch themselves in those situations too often. But yeah, I mean, they for giving, you know, 8 minutes of a man advantage in a 60-minute game is not good.
Yeah.
Shocker. So Philadelphia is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's the one
I'm most nervous about, which is funny because
you wouldn't have said that like a year ago today.
I wouldn't have said that 2 weeks ago. But they played really well. And I think they're playing today or tomorrow again. So I've only really seen them play two games so far, I think.
And as of the time we're recording, we don't know what time the game is. Nobody knows what time the game is yet.
Yeah, the Saturday Flyer Lightning game.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be releasing that as it gets closer because, like, Carolina has already eliminated, what, the Rangers, I think. And so, you know, as teams are being eliminated from the qualifying rounds, they need to slot in games here and there for the round-robin games, too. So there's some shuffling that has to go on in this latter part of the qualifiers round, I guess it is.
Yeah.
But before we go, because we're almost at our 10 minutes, can we talk about, I don't know, did you see the post game on TV?
No, I was listening to Greg Linnelli.
Okay.
And Kaylee Chilios.
Let's talk about the influencer, the killer, Alex Killorn. What a nice deflection goal today.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Power play.
He is rocking the most awesome playoff mustache. I don't know if you've seen it, Dory.
I have.
But he was doing the post-game interview, and it was Killorn and McDonough, and McDonough's answering a question, and Killorn is just sitting there twisting his mustache up. He looks like the guy from Monopoly, I guess. All he needs is like a top hat. Like, he's just twisting his mustache and pulling it up, and he looks like he's in another world. So I don't even know if he's trying to do it to be entertaining, because I'm like, is he doing it because he knows people are watching and commenting all over Twitter about how he's just twirling his mustache, and so he's being an influencer, or is he just like not really paying attention and he's just, you know, doing it? I don't know. But it's normally the playoff beards, but right now Alex Killorn is winning the bubble with his playoff mustache, in my opinion. And like, I noticed during the game, he's not pushing it up, so it's not like a handlebar, but like, mm-hmm. when he's in his post-game interview, he's like twisting it and like pulling it. It's hysterical. I'm sure it's going to be all over Twitter.
And, you know, if he keeps on playing like he's played the last two games, then he can keep on doing it.
Yeah, I mean, get on your jet ski. I don't care, you know?
Yeah, right.
And also, Tyler Johnson surpasses Vinny LeCavalier with the most playoff goals in this game today. Even though this round robin is not considered a playoff game, the mm-hmm. stats are considered playoff stats for the players and the team.
As they should.
Yeah. So he surpasses Vinny LeCavalier with 25 goals in, I think, 63 playoff games. So he's like the fourth most prominent playoff goal scorer in the team history. So Congratulations, Tyler Johnson. He always comes up big in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was like a nice little, and I was watching the TV broadcast, Brian Engblom was talking about how the team actually practices those plays where, like, if you don't really have a quality shot, you try to go low off the pad of the goaltender where he kicks it out mm-hmm. and then follow it up with another winger who just pops it right in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looked like a play they had practiced many, many times, and it actually paid off for them. And helped them win 3-2 against Boston. Yay! Yep.
Tyler totally took Rask.
Yeah. Completely, you could see it in his eyes. He was like, man.
Yeah, he was like, oh, no. How did I miss that coming right at me?
Yeah.
But
we'll take it.
We will. I was going to say, I don't feel too bad.
No, don't feel too bad.
I don't feel any bad, to be honest with you.
I hate to bring it up, but after Litgate of 2018,
oh my gosh, when was that? Yeah, 2018.
After Litgate, it's going to take a lot for me to feel bad about the Boston Bruins ever again.
Agree.
But that's water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this special 10-minute game misconduct bubble hockey edition. We'll be back with another one on Saturday once the Flyers Lightning game wraps. Keep your eye out on our Twitter and our Facebook at Game Miz with a Z Conduct. And you can also go back and listen to all of our episodes at GameMizWithAZConduct.com. And it's not Game Miz with a Z, it's GameMizConduct.com, in case somebody was wondering.
Just in case somebody was a little
confused.
Literal.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.